Вы слушаете подкаст программ «Английский язык» по радио русской службы BBC. Подробнее об аудиопрограммах BBC, доступных для бесплатного скачивания и подкастинга, и правилах пользования на нашем веб-сайте bbcrussian.com.
English anyway. English anyway. Yes, English anyway at all.
Hello. В сегодняшней программе мы поговорим о туризме, о справочном бюро для туристов, для путешественников, куда уже десятки лет никто не заходит. Вы услышите множество примеров вопросительных предложений, которые туристы должны понимать.
English anyway.
Yes, this is English anyway. Today's program is about tourism.
Good heavens.
Good heavens.
McGee.
What?
Today's program is about tourism.
I was asleep.
He was asleep.
Good heavens, he was asleep.
Good heavens.
I'm sorry to disturb you.
We are sorry.
To disturb
you.
I hope it's important.
Today's program is about tourism.
Good heavens, it is important.
Where do you come from?
How long are you here for?
What are you doing here?
When did you arrive?
Are you alone?
Where are you staying?
Are you enjoying your stay?
When are you leaving?
Good heavens, it is important.
Where?
What?
How long?
When?
Questions.
Итак, вы услышали несколько вопросов. Если вы не до конца их поняли, то все прояснится в дальнейшей части программы.
Yoshi is a tourist.
Where does he come from?
Where?
Does he
come from?
Does he come from Nigeria?
Does he come from Nepal?
Or does he come from Wales?
Where does he come from?
Where does he come from?
He comes from Japan.
How long is he here for?
How long?
Is he
here for?
Is he here for a week?
A fortnight?
Or a month?
How long is he here for?
How long is he here for?
He's here for 2 weeks. He's here for a fortnight.
What's he doing here?
What?
Is he doing?
Here.
Is he on holiday?
Or is he on business?
On
holiday?
On
business.
What is he doing here?
What is he doing here?
He's on holiday.
Where's he staying?
Where?
Is he
staying?
Is he staying at a hotel?
Or is he staying with friends?
At a hotel.
With friends.
Where is he staying?
Where is he staying?
He's staying with me. Yoshi is a friend of mine.
He's staying with a friend.
Обратите внимание на глагол stay – остановиться на время, в гостинице, у друзей, как правило, на отдых. Ну, а вот мы и в справочном бюро.
Excuse me, is this the Tourist Information Center? Excuse me.
What? What?
Excuse me, is this the Tourist Information Center?
I was asleep.
I'm sorry to disturb you.
I hope it's important.
Is this the Tourist Information Center?
Yes, it is. Is that all?
I'm a tourist.
A tourist?
Yes, I'm a tourist.
Good heavens, it is important. Have some champagne.
Champagne?
You're my first customer since 1968. Have some champagne.
Thanks.
Now tell me, where do you come from?
Wales.
You're a tourist from Wales?
Yes.
And how long are you here for?
A fortnight.
A tourist from Wales and here for a fortnight. Well, well. And what are you doing here? Are you on business or are you on holiday?
I'm on holiday.
Not on business?
No.
When did you arrive?
2 days ago.
Tourist from Wales, here for a fortnight on holiday. Arrived 2 days ago. This is important. More champagne.
Thanks.
Tell me, are you alone?
No, my family is with me.
Where are you staying?
We're staying with friends.
Not at a hotel?
No, we've got friends here and...
Of course, of course. And are you enjoying your stay?
Very much, yes.
Hmm. And finally, when are you leaving?
On the 21st.
On the 21st. Well, thank you very much.
He isn't alone. His family is with him. They're here on holiday. They're here for 2 weeks. They're staying with friends. They're here on holiday.
Вы обратили внимание на то, в каком значении используется выражение «excuse me» – «извините» и «I'm sorry to disturb you» – «прошу прощения за беспокойство». Это два очень обиходных выражения, которые пригодятся вам в любых обстоятельствах, в частности, в отпуске. А как вы спросите, нравится ли вашему собеседнику отдых?
Now, excuse me, Anna. I'm sorry to disturb you.
Not at all.
Thank you. Are you enjoying this program?
Enjoying.
Could you tell me if you are enjoying this program?
Are you enjoying?
Could you tell me if you are enjoying
this program?
Yes, very much.
I hope the listeners are.
Excuse me, McGee, I'm sorry to disturb you.
Not at all, Keith.
Thank you. Is your friend Yoshi enjoying his stay?
Enjoying.
Could you tell me if he's enjoying his stay?
Is he enjoying?
Could you tell me if he is enjoying
his stay?
Yes, very much.
He's a tourist, and he's enjoying his stay.
Excuse me, Mike, I'm sorry to disturb you.
That's all right.
Did you enjoy your holiday?
Enjoy.
Could you tell me if you enjoyed your holiday?
Did you enjoy?
Could you tell me if you enjoyed
your holiday?
Yes, very much.
BBC English by Radio announced that "Could you tell me if" is a polite way of asking a question. It is a polite question. Are you enjoying your stay is the question. Could you tell me if you are enjoying your stay is a polite question. Thank you.
Да, если вы хотите придать простому вопросу особо вежливый оттенок, то нужно начать так. Could you tell me if? Или could you tell me when? Или could you tell me how? Или could you tell me where? Например, could you tell me where London is? Where it is? По-русски мы сказали бы «Скажите, пожалуйста, где находится Лондон?» Где он? В следующей сценке постарайтесь обратить внимание на то, как задаются вопросы в вежливой форме.
Excuse me, is this the Tourist Information Center? Excuse me. Excuse me.
What? What?
Excuse me. Is this the Tourist Information Centre?
I was asleep.
Oh, I'm sorry to disturb you.
I hope it's important.
Is this the Tourist Information Centre?
Yes, it is. Is that all?
I'm a tourist.
A tourist?
Yes, I'm a tourist.
Good heavens. It is important. Have some champagne.
Champagne?
You're my second customer since 1968. Have some champagne.
Thanks.
Now, could you tell me where you come from?
Scotland.
You're a tourist from Scotland?
Yes.
And could you tell me how long you're here for?
A fortnight.
A tourist from Scotland and here for a fortnight. Well, well. And now could you tell me what you're doing here? Are you on business or are you on holiday?
I'm on a holiday.
Not on business?
No.
When did you arrive? Could you tell me when you arrived?
2 days ago.
A tourist from Scotland, here for a fortnight, on holiday, arrived 2 days ago. Ah, this is very important. More champagne.
Thanks.
And now, could you tell me if you are alone?
No, my family's with me.
Could you tell me where you're staying?
Oh, we're staying with friends.
Not at a hotel?
No, we've got friends here.
Of course. And are you enjoying your stay? Could you tell me if you're enjoying your stay?
Very much, yes.
And finally, could you tell me when you're leaving?
On the 21st.
On the 21st, well... Thank you very much.
Well,
thank you very much.
Вот обычный вопрос, а вот вежливый вопрос. Они противопоставляются, и мы знакомим вас с еще более вежливым вариантом вопроса.
Now, listen to this.
We're sorry to disturb you,
but listen carefully.
Where do you come from?
Could you tell me where you come from?
How long are you here for?
Could you tell me how long you are here for?
What are you doing here?
Could you tell me what you are doing here?
Where are you staying?
Could you tell me where you are staying?
When are you leaving?
Could you tell me when you are leaving?
Good heavens.
Now, when did you arrive here, Anna?
5 minutes before the program.
When are you leaving?
5 minutes after the program.
Before?
After.
Arrive before?
Leave after.
Could you tell me when you arrived here, Mike?
6 minutes before the program.
Could you tell me when you are leaving?
6 minutes after the program.
Before?
After.
Arrive before?
Leave after.
I wonder if you could tell me when you arrived here, McGee.
7 minutes before the program.
I wonder if you could tell me when you were leaving.
7 minutes after the program.
Arrive before.
Leave after.
I wonder if. Мне хотелось бы узнать. Это очень вежливое начало вопроса, и потому пригодится вам в разных ситуациях.
When?
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 When did you arrive?
When are you leaving?
Could you?
Tell me.
Could you tell me?
Tell me.
Could you?
Tell me when?
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 You arrived.
You are leaving.
When you arrived?
When you are leaving.
Could you tell me when you arrived? Could you tell me when you are leaving?
I wonder.
I wonder.
Wonder.
I wonder.
Everybody's wondering.
I wonder if.
I wonder if.
I wonder if you could tell me where the Tourist Information Centre is.
Where is the Tourist Information Centre?
That's the question.
Could you tell me where the Tourist Information Centre is?
That's a polite question.
I wonder if you could tell me where it is.
And that's very polite.
Could you? I wonder if you could.
I wonder if you could tell me when the post office opens.
When does the post office open?
The question.
Could you tell me when the post office opens?
The polite question.
I wonder if you could tell me when the post office opens.
That's very polite.
Could you? I wonder if you could.
I wonder if you could tell me what this is.
What?
This.
What is this?
The question.
Could you tell me what this is?
Polite question.
I wonder if you could tell me what this is.
Very polite.
Could you? I wonder if you could.
Конечно, I wonder if – это, строго говоря, не вопросительная конструкция. Но этим выражением часто пользуются, когда хотят задать вежливый вопрос. В следующей сценке большинство вопросов задается с этим выражением.
Excuse me. Is this the Tourist Information Center? Excuse me.
What? What?
Excuse me. Is this the Tourist Information Centre?
I was asleep.
I'm sorry to disturb you.
I hope it's important.
Is this the Tourist Information Centre?
Yes, it is. Is that all?
I'm a tourist.
A tourist?
Yes, I'm a tourist.
Good heavens, it is important. Have some champagne.
Champagne?
You're my 1, 2, 3, my third customer since 1968. Have some champagne.
Well, thanks.
Now, I wonder if you could tell me where you come from.
Ireland.
You're a tourist from Ireland.
Yes.
And I wonder if you could tell me how long you're here for.
A fortnight.
A tourist from Ireland and here for a fortnight. Well, well. And now I wonder if you could tell me what you're doing here. Are you on business or are you on holiday?
I'm on holiday.
Not on business?
No.
I wonder, when did you arrive? Could you tell me when you arrived?
2 days ago.
A tourist from Ireland, here for a fortnight, on holiday, arrived 2 days ago. This is very important. More champagne.
Thanks.
And, now I wonder if you could possibly tell me if you are alone.
No, my family's with me.
Ah. I wonder if you could tell me where you're staying.
We're staying with friends.
Not at a hotel?
No, we've got friends here.
Of course, of course. And are you enjoying your stay? Could you tell me if you're enjoying your stay?
Very much, yes.
And I wonder if you could tell me, finally, when you're leaving.
On the 21st.
On the 21st. Well, thank you very, very much indeed.
Now, this is the Tourist Information Centre.
Oh, yes, madam.
Well, I wonder if you could possibly tell me.
Of course, of course.
She isn't alone. Her family is with her. They're here on holiday. They're here for 2 weeks. They're staying with friends. They're here on holiday.
Ну вот, на сегодня все. До следующей встречи.
English fast, English slow, English anyway. English high, English low, English anyway. English you can learn.
Другие обучающие программы по английскому языку на нашем веб-сайте bbcrussian.com.
English anyway.